So this beautiful little song, although it's about Lord Chaitanya, it's in Brijbhasa language. He says, Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata Srihari Kirtanme. Sundar, I think most of you know by now, huh? What is the meaning of Sundar? Beautiful. Huh? But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he was not Gaur Sundar, he was not Sham Sundar, I give it away, he was Gaur Sundar. So, Sundara Lala. In Braj, Jai, Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Jai. In Braj, when we want to call a little boy, then we say, Oh Lala, Aja Lala, come here Lala, Aja. If we want to call a little girl, we say, Oh Lali, Aja Lali, come here Lali, Aja. Huh? So Lala means little boy. So he was a very beautiful little boy, Sundara Lala. And whose little boy? Just like 5,000 years ago when Brijendananda and Shyam Sundar appeared, his mother's name was Yasoda. So we call him Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulala. So 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, his mother's name was Sachi Mata. So we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala. Nachata. Now you all know Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj, King of dance. But not, this is a Sanskrit word, very harsh, not. But our Brijbhasa language is very sweet, soft language, so we don't say not, we say nach, dancing. And where is Nimai dancing? Nachata Srihari Kirtanme. In Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. So we say, he's dancing Srihari Kirtan in. Nachata Srihari Kirtan me. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is a recommended process, chanting very enthusiastically and very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Adi Lila, chapter 8, yeah, all right, 30. So, anyway, as a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. You want to hear that verse again? As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, notice, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. Just like we know in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that that by chanting the holy name, even unconsciously, it says, even without proper attention, one is able to cross over the hurdle of birth and death. And there's another one, Shraddha Helaya Ba. Shraddha means with faith, and Hela means without any respect. Just like the in Lord Chaitanya's time, sometimes the Muslims, they would imitate the Hindus. We're saying, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So they would also, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, just to imitate. But even that imitation is so powerful. It's a Shraddha Helaya Ba. Whether you chant with faith or without any respect whatsoever, the holy name is so powerful. It'll terminate your, here it says, terminate your material existence. Of course, to achieve the supreme result of the love of Godhead, we'll have to chant with faith. But even just the inattentive chanting of the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam describes, helps one to get past the hurdle of birth and death. If one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, the seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If one chants the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, one does not achieve the desire, and if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra offensively, one does not achieve the desired result. Therefore, one should be careful to avoid the offenses which have already been described in connection with verse 24. Umagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksurun militandena tasmai sri garave nama sri chaitanya manovistam stapitam jena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati svabarandigam adadanastrinandantai vidam yache puna puna srimad rupa padam bujo tulisyam janmajanmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first let me say it is a very great pleasure to again be here in Bhaktivedanta Manor after too long a time, and to be here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Charan Lakshman Hanuman, Srila Prabhupada, and be here in front of all of the devotees of Bhaktivedanta Manor. It's a great pleasure for me. So these two verses are very, very interesting. One is describing the result of chanting the holy name, the other describes what's the result, what is the reason if we don't get that result. So here it is saying, if one chants Bahubara, Bahubara means again and again, and love of Godhead does not come in his heart and tears don't come in his eyes. So I think we're all in the same boat. Then what is the reason? Aparada prachura, too many offenses in chanting. Every morning we recite these 10 offenses. So the holy name is very powerful. It's described in the previous verse how powerful it is. But the hard thing is to avoid the offenses. Of those offenses, offending the Vaishnavas is the most difficult. In fact, in Bhakti Sandarbh, Jiva Goswami describes that bhakti is very easy. Speaking of chanting the holy name being so powerful, he also speaks bhakti is very easy. And he gives the example from Shastra, I believe from Skanda Puran, that there was one sparrow. He was sitting outside a Vishnu temple. And a hawk came. Hawks, they like to eat sparrows. Small birds. So the hawk began to chase him, and he was going round and around and around the Vishnu temple. That hawk caught him and killed him. But because he was doing prakrama of Vishnu temple, he went back to Vaikuntha. This is how powerful and easy bhakti is. So then Jiva Goswami asked the question for us, then why are we having so much difficulty in our bhakti? If it's so easy, and it is a fact, bhakti is the easiest process, but it is not easy also. It is the most powerful process. Krishna has confirmed in Bhagavad, bhakti amam avijanati, by only bhakti one can know me. So Jiva Goswami said, the hard part is avoiding offenses. And he said, especially offenses to Vaishnavas. And then this verse is from Skanda Purana. He describes, we're always hearing about the 10 offenses to the holy name, but he describes a verse from Skanda Purana that describes the 6 offenses to the Vaishnava. Hantam ninanti vai dvesti vaishnavana binandati krudyante riadino harsham darshanam patatani shat. Hanti, we know from Bhagavad Gita, nahanyate hanyamani sharira. Hanti means to do harm to a Vaishnava. Hanti. If we harm a Vaishnava. Nindanti, this is our favorite one, to criticize Vaishnavas. Hanti nindanti vai, or dvesti. We know raga dvesha, right? Dvesha means to be envious of a Vaishnava. This is another one of our favorite ones. Hanti nindanti vai dvesti Vaishnav ana abhinandati. Abhinandan means to give welcome. Here it says Vaishnav ana abhinandati. If a Vaishnav comes and we do not speak some sweet word or give him proper welcome, that is also offense. If a Vaishnav comes before our eyes, at least we have to say Hare Krishna, Hari Bol Prabhu. Something we have to say if we're not in position. Of course, he comes to our house and immediately offer him a sitting place, some glass of water, something to eat, like that. But even in an ordinary dealing, someone comes and we should immediately, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Bol, at least offer some type of welcome. Otherwise, Vaishnav, anabhinand, by not welcome, giving proper welcome to Vaishnav, that is also offense. Handina nandi vaidveshti Vaishnava anabhinandati. Krudyante. Now the noun is crowed, but by sandhi, when it becomes a verb, then that O turns into U, so it becomes krudyante, to become angry on a Vaishnava. Krudyante yati no harsham. Just like Sanskrit we say yati, and here there, in Bengali we're saying yadi, jodi, as they say in Bengali, jodi, like it's a J. Yati means if. Yadino harsham darshanam. Harsh means to feel very happy in the heart. Just like in India, whenever we make some announcement of some wonderful festival, bari harsh kesat, we're inviting you with great happiness in our heart. We invite you to the next year, to the 40th anniversary of Krishna Balaram Mandir. So, bari harsh kesat hame nimantran dete. So harsh means to feel happy in the heart. But it says, yari no harsham. We don't feel happiness when? Darshanam. By seeing a Vaishnava, we don't feel happiness in our heart. That is also offense, just imagine. Because Vaishnavas are so rare in this world. Just like I was coming here on the plane, there are so many people on the plane. But nobody had Kantimala, nobody had Tilak, nobody had Japa Mala. There's no Vaishnava. And I fly over the world, very great difficulty, somehow by chance, we run into Vaishnava. Very difficult to get darshan of Vaishnava. So few. So we see there's so many millions of people living here in London area, and just, you know, five or six handfuls of you have come here. So difficult to get darshan of Vaishnava. So we see a Vaishnava, we should feel very happy. We shouldn't think, oh, here comes so-and-so Das. Oh, here comes so-and-so Dasi. So that's offense. So now we wonder why we're having so much difficulty in our bhakti. Even up to that, just not feeling happy by seeing a Vaishnava, that is offense. So Jiva Goswami describes the easy thing is bhakti, the hard thing is to avoid offenses. And also that, to holy name is also very easy, but the hard thing is avoiding these offenses, especially offenses to Vaishnavas. And I translated one book, Madhurya Kadambini, and I just reprinted it. We have some with us. I forgot to mention last night. We just reprinted it, so I brought some with me. So after class, maybe Bhakti George will have some. I can sign them also. So Madhurya Kadambini, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that if we offend a Vaishnava, the only solution to that offense is to beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. It's not that we can think, well, I offended him, but anyway, I'll just chant the holy name. It says in Scripture that by chanting the holy name, so many sins are destroyed. So why should I go beg forgiveness from that rascal? I'll just chant Hare Krishna. Then your Vaishnava aparad turns into Nam aparad. We have to go and beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. There's no other solution. It's like we know in the story of Ambarish Maharaj. This story actually happened in Braj. Ambarish Maharaj came to Madhuvan. It's specifically mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, in that chapter about Ambarish Maharaj. Kartike Ratante Kartite Mase Punyam Madhuvanan Yatra. He went to that pious forest of Madhuvan. And this was in Satyug. So this Madhuvan is famous even since Satyug time. And you know, he did his khalif all the Ekadasi vrats for one full year, and then he wanted to break, and Durvas Rishi came and he drank water before Durvas Rishi went to take his bath, and the Paran time was going. He didn't know what to do, so he drank water. And just then, Durvas Rishi came, he pulled out a hair from his head, he smashed it to the ground, created a huge demon. And Ambarish Maharaj, he was a very powerful devotee. He could have counteracted the curse of Durvas Rishi, but he felt that I'm an offender, I've eaten before my guest. So he didn't do anything. But Bhagavatam says, although the devotee may take offense, the Lord does not excuse offense to his devotee. So immediately a Sudarshan Chakra came, and Durvas Rishi ran all through the universe. He went up to Lord Indra. Indra said, nothing I can do. I'm the chief of the demigods, but this is Vishnu Chakra. Then he went to Lord Brahma. Brahma said, I may be the supreme demigod in this universe, but anyway, this is Vishnu Chakra. Nothing I can do. Then he went to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, this is Vishnu Chakra. Nothing. Then he went all the way to Vaikunth. He got to Vaikunth, Lord, by his own lotus mouth, what did he speak? Very amazing verse. Aham bhakta paradino. Aham bhakta paradino. Adin means to be under the control of. Lord said, I'm under the control of my devotee. By his own lotus mouth, he's told, I'm under the control of my devotee. I cannot do anything about this chakra. You have to beg forgiveness from the devotee. You may beg forgiveness from me, but nothing I can do. So then Durvas Rishi ran back, and he tried to fall in the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish Maharaj beat him. As soon as the Sudarshan Chakra saw Ambarish Maharaj touching the feet of Durvas Rishi, he went all the way back. So only solution for offending Vaishnava is to go to that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness. This is the hardest part. Because first of all, we never want to admit that we're at fault. Nobody can admit his fault. Just like in the same Madhuvan, in Treta Yuga, there lived one daitya named Madhu. But Madhu was a very pious daitya. But anyway, his son was a huge demon, Lavanasura. And he persecuted all the sadhus. So then Shatrughan came there to kill that Lavanasur. I lost my point. Well, senior moment. We're discussing aparad. How did we get to? What was the connection of Satrugan with that, anyway? Yes. Yes. Anyway, I can't remember what the connection was. Slipped my mind. Anyway, that Lavanasura was killed by Satrughan there in that place, in Madhuvan. So it's mentioned in all the yugas, this Madhuvan. Anyway, Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Oh, admitting faults. Because Chavana Rishi went to Lord Ram to complain about this Lavanasura, and then Bharat said, look, you two brothers, you were just in the forest for 14 years, you don't bother yourself, I'll go. And then Satrughan said, no, Bhaiya, you were in Nandigam for 14 years worshipping Lord Rama's padukas, doing great penance and austerities, why should you bother yourself, I'll go. Then Satrughan looked around and he realized he cut off his older brother. And that's not proper. He cut off his older brother. So he said, oops, I'm sorry, actually you should go, I should be quiet. And Lord Ram said, no, you have admitted your fault. That was the point. You admitted your fault. So this proves you have the qualities to go and fight with this Lavanasura. You should go. Because nobody ever admits to his fault. That was our point. Just like we have one rishi in America, his name is Murphy. And Murphy says, to err is human, but to blame it on someone else is more human. So first of all, we have to be able to admit our fault, and then we have to go, that's the hardest part, and then go and beg forgiveness from the Vaishnava. And he explains that we cannot discriminate. Well, he's a big Vaishnava, he's a little Vaishnava. Because Lord has told by his own lotus mouth in Bhagavad Gita that even if one Sudaracharo. How does that start? Apishet Sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadur eva samantavya. Operate Sudaracharo. Achara we know. We go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, these places, try to earn a little bit of Vaishnav. Achara etiquette. Now if we put Dur in front of it, Dur actually means far away. So it means off the mark. Durachara means misbehaved. He's not up to the mark. He's Dur. He's very far away from the mark. And not only that, then we have another one in front. In Sanskrit we like to put all these little beginnings and endings, is Sudaracharo. He's very, very misbehaved. Then Krishna, what does he say? Sadur eva samantavya. Still you must accept him as bhakti. Why? Sadhu. Why? Bhajate mam ananya bhakti. He's not worshipping any devi devata. He only has faith in me. Next verse is Shipram Bhavatita. Very soon you'll become a great devotee. Shipram Bhavati Dharma. Shipram means very quickly. Just like two people were walking on the side of the river and they saw one very filthy man taking his bath. And then one friend said to his other, he said, look at that dirty man. He said, why are you criticizing? He's taking bath. He may be filthy, but he's taking bath, right? So very soon he'll be clean. So right now, he may not be properly, just like as soon as some new bhakta comes in the ashram, you know, you have to like, there's this big ego that you have to like bounce around, you know. But he's chanting, he's worshipping Krishna. Very soon he'll become nice devotee. So Krishna says, Sadur Eva. Eva is a very tiny Sanskrit word, just two syllables, Eva, but it's not used casually. As soon as you put Eva, then it emphasizes. So Krishna says, sadhu eva, not that, well, when he's good, I'll accept him as sadhu, but when he's misbehaved, I won't accept him as sadhu. He says, sadhu eva. Mantavya. Mantavya is an imperative tense. He said, maybe you can accept him. He says, mantavya, you must accept him as sadhu. Must accept. This is imperative. Mantavya. Why? Bhajate mam ananyabhak. Ananyabhak, he doesn't worship anybody except me. He's my ananyabhak. Very quickly I will purify him. So we kind of think, well, this is a little Vaishnava, this is a big Vaishnava, it doesn't matter, I don't have to worry about offending. Any Vaishnava we offend. Not that Guru Maharaj comes and we just push everybody else out of the way. To get close. No, we have to be very careful of all the Vaishnavas. So like that whole description is there in Madhurya Kadambini. So now we can understand why we're having so much difficulty in our progress. Because actually bhakti is very powerful. That same Madhurya Kadambini Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that is supremely independent. Just like we know karma is dependent on so many things. Just like we remember who is that name in that? He wanted to create some demon to kill Indra, Vritrasura. Well, actually, Vritrasura was the demon that he created. What was the name of the fellow who created it? Anyway, he chanted, Indra, Shatru. Shatru means enemy. So in Sanskrit, we can make possessive tense just by putting two words together, but the pause has to be very quick. Just like here, this verse, we have Krishna Nama. Technically, in Sanskrit, it should be Krishnasya. The possessive tense is Krishnasya. Krishna, then Krishnasya. Krishnasya Nama. It is the name of Krishna. But if we put it together and we pause just a little bit, Krishna Nam, we made possessive tense. In Sanskrit, there's three types of pauses. A little pause, medium-sized pause, and a big pause. These are just tiny details. You probably don't even understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, he said, Indra. Then he paused for a long time. Shatru. So just like we know in the Prabhupada's biography film, you know, Hayagriva saying, he said, oh, the king. So he didn't know what he's saying. Oh, the king. Or, oh, who was the king? So Indra, Shatru, Indra, who's the enemy? So instead of making the enemy of Indra, he made Indra become the enemy of that demon that he created. Small, you can't even understand what I'm talking about. Such a small mistake in Sanskrit chanting. But his whole karma ended in an opposite result. Instead of killing Indra, Vritrasura got killed. So karma is dependent on time, place, circumstance, so many things. Chanting of the mantras properly. Bhakti is completely independent. Even that bird didn't even know that he's circumambulating Vishnu temple. He didn't have any knowledge. He's just going around. But hawk killed him and he was circumambulating. He went to Vaikuntha. Supremely independent. Supremely powerful. It's not dependent on anything. It's like jnana, you have to become very pure and this and that. But we know in Bhagavatam that says, just by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, that even if there's still lust in the heart, it will become kicked out. It says, by hearing, it becomes kicked out. Not that first you clean your heart, then you hear Krishna's pastimes. By hearing the pastime, that lust will be kicked out. That ridrog, it says ridrog, that rid means heart. Rogue, we know, means disease. Ridrog means lust. So it's not that first we have to become clean from lust and then we can hear, but by hearing, we'll become clean. Like that is so powerful. But for jnana, then you have to become pure and you have to do so many things. You have to study and so many things. What did this bird study? He didn't study. He went to Vaikuntha. So supremely independent, supremely powerful, so many things. It's wonderful. This description is there. So how long does this class go on? 9 o'clock. So we have plenty of time. All right, so usually just keep reading, huh? Is that it? And most of our, when we do Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we read, because a lot of these verses don't have any purports or hardly any purports. So continue relishing, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most relishable type of nectar. Chaitanya Nityanandanai Isaba Bichara Namaloite Premadina Bahi Asrudara. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleaned of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. So here's how we can get some wonderful verses. This is how we get free from our offenses. if one chants, even with just slight faith, what is that? Names of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Just like in Kirtan, always we chant Pancha Tattva Mantra, then we chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Even devotees like to do this with japa. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Now we got a nice purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, follows their instructions to become more tolerant than a tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service of the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. So here's the trick. We have to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, follow their instruction to become more tolerant than a tree and humbler than the blade of grass. Actually, sometimes it's translated as like this as grass, but trin actually means straw on the street. Because grass, he's not actually humble. As soon as you step on, he goes down. And as soon as your foot leaves, so this is our position. We just go like this as soon as the guy's gone. But straw on the street, he's always lying, playing his sastang pranams. Like that. So trin actually means this straw on the street. He's always like that. Not like grass. He just makes counterfeit humbleness. We're just in the head shaking like that, but we're not actually falling, more feel falling on the ground with sastang, paying our obeisances. So one has to be more humble than the straw on the street. Then in this way he chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the transcendental platform of loving service of the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. So there you have the clue. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Gaura Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they're so merciful. They don't see any offense. Therefore, if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, but his life is still full of sinful activities, it will be very difficult for him to achieve the platform of loving service to the Lord. But, in spite of being an offender, one chants the holy names of Gaur Nityananda. He is very quickly freed from the interactions of his offenses. Therefore, one should at first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshipping Radha Krishna. You want to hear that sentence again? Therefore, one should first... Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshipping Radha and Krishna. When I first became a devotee, that was Prabhupada's instruction. Those days we didn't, not especially smaller preaching centers, we didn't have deities. And so we used to... Prabhupada said, you worship Guru Gauranga. We used to put picture of Guru and Pancha Tattva. We used to worship like that. Nowadays I see in all the... They have something, some animal that I never heard of called uninstalled deities. Whatever that is. If you're worshiping the deity, he's there. But Prabhupada's system was Guru Gauranga. You worship Pancha Tattva and Lord Chaitanya. Then you can gradually come to have Radha Krishna. In fact, when Prabhupada was in... I believe it was Atlanta. He saw so beautiful deities of Gaur Nithai. He was so happy. And he was... he commented that we should worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to get rid of all our offenses. So first we approach Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, then we can Guru Garanga, then we can worship the, come to the stage of worshiping Radha and Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, our students are first advised to worship Guru Garanga, and then they were somewhat advanced. The Radha Krishna deity is installed. Mm-hmm. When they are engaged in the worship of the Lord. One should first take shelter of Gaur Nityananda in order to reach ultimately Radha Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings in this connection, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka shari hari hari balite na yane babe ni arkabe nitai chande karuna hoibe samsara vasanamo kabe tu chahobe visaya charira kabe shurabe mana kabe hama hiraba sri vrindavana. Gauranga bulite habe pulaka sharir. By saying the name of Gauranga, pulaka means hair standing on end. Gauranga bolite ave pulaka shari. Then hari hari balite nayane babe near. Near means water. So nayane we know means eyes. So first we chant Gauranga, then hari hari. By saying hari hari, nayane babe near, then water will flow in our eyes. So this is the process. Arkabe Nitai Chan Karuna Hoibe. If Lord Nityananda, Lord Nitai Chan, will be merciful, Karuna actually means compassion, compassion upon us. Samsara Basana Morkabe Tucha Hoibe. Samsara Basana, this desire to enjoy this material world, which is very strong in our hearts. Tucha. Tucha means completely just like some, just like we're talking about the straw in the street. Nobody cares for the straw in the street. Or the same Dhruva Maharaj, when he finally saw the Lord in Madhuvan. And then he said, I came, Kanchartam, I was just looking for a broken piece of glass. Nobody cares for a broken piece of glass. All along the side of the road, so many broken pieces of glass are there. Nobody cares for it. But if suddenly amongst the broken pieces of glass, you find a rare jewel, how satisfied you will be. How satisfied you will be. Because that broken piece of glass, that is the meaning tucha. Just like broken piece of glass, nobody cares for it. And just imagine, Dhruva Maharaj, what was his desire? Do you remember? He wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather. His grandfather was Manu. His father was Maharaj Uttanapada. So Manu's father is Lord Brahma. He wanted, and Lord Brahma's kingdom is the whole universe. He wanted a kingdom greater than Lord Brahma. And he's calling that broken piece of glass. Our material desires, they don't even exist. They don't rate anywhere. In the Forbes ratings of material desires, it doesn't reach. He's calling desire to have kingdom greater than the Lord of the universe, Lord Brahma. He's calling that broken piece of glass. So what are our desires? But by the mercy of Lord Nitai Chan, then all those material desires, tucha, they become completely useless. We consider them useless thing. So this is our business, to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Visaya chariya kave shudabe mana. Then when I'm free from this desire for the objects of the sense objects of this world, then sudahabe mana, then my mind will become pure. Sudahabe man. One is man, that means anger. Man is mind. Sudahabe mana. Kabe hama bhairava sri, then I will be able to see Vrindavan. Just like Kanamba Kanana was so wonderfully describing last night, you know, that you can't, not easy to see Vrindavan. Materialist goes there and sees pig wandering in the street and so much plastic everywhere and this and that and so many things. No proper drain, no proper traffic system, big traffic mess. Other than I was describing last night, you know, it was so nice on Chandanyatra Day. They stopped all the cars to come inside, so we were just dancing down the middle of the street, and actually usually we're trying to get between all the cars and the rickshaws, and everybody's beeping and honking at us, and sometimes you can't even hear the kirtan. But that night it was just like that, just completely. So the materialists, they just see all this traffic jam, this dirt, the pigs, and so many things. You cannot see Vrindavan with your eyes. Now it's even becoming harder and harder. Now they're advertising, first high-rise in Vrindavan, NRI greens. Now so all these big, big buildings, Vrindavan looks more like your London than forest anymore. That's one of the reasons why I'm underdeveloping our little project, Vrindakun. So you can see the original Vrindavan as it is. So he says, only Bisaya Chariya Kave Sudahave Mana. Hedurva means to observe, to see. Then you can see Vrindavan as it is. When you get free of Vishaya, desiring after sense objects. In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Sri Gaurasundara's holy name, and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan. For unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan even if he goes there. Actually, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav, and other books that they have given. In this way, one can understand the transit of loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Kabi Hama Bhujabase Yugala Piriti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is not ordinary human affair. It is fully transcendental. In order to understand Radha Krishna worship them and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. So Radha and Krishna's pastimes, they're very, very difficult for us to understand. They're very difficult for a materialistic absorbed person to understand. They're generally in public. We don't like to discuss the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It takes a long time to understand. It's very difficult. Prabhupada always quoted one verse from this very Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's number 4 or 5, I can't remember just now. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir Ladini Shaktir Asmat Ekat Manavapi Bhuvi Paradeha Vedam Katota Chaitanya Kam Madhudata Dvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Prabhupada explains, Pranaya means loving pastime, specifically between young boys and young girls. Just like when we go on the train in India, we see everybody reading Stardust, all the pastimes of the movie stars. Young boys and young girls. Or the other one, what's the other one? Manohar Kaniya. Enchanting stories. But Radha Krishna Pranaya, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir, Ladini Shaktir Asmat. That is not manifestation of this material energy. That is Ladini Shakti. That is coming from Krishna's own energy. Krishna's very being is described as Sarup Shakti. And it has three divisions. One is Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Other is Sambit Shakti, just like you know the word Bidya. So it comes from this root, Bit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge exists. And Ladini Shakti, by which pleasure, Ananda is experienced. All these things within Krishna himself. You shouldn't think that Krishna is like me, just like I'm just trying to find out some material object or some personal relationship outside here that will bring happiness in here. No. Krishna is not like that. We know from Isopanishad mantra, Om Purnamadak Purnamidam Purnat Purnamunachare Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashish. Krishna is full and complete. He doesn't have, he's not like us running around looking for sense gratification. It's like Prabhupada said, the dog, he's running on four legs, and the human being, we saw, he's running on four wheels. Charpaya. But business is the same. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Why are we building all of these highways and everything? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It's the only business. But that is not Krishna's business. He's already, he doesn't have to look outside. Everything is within him. Within his Swarup Shakti. Everything is there. Ladini Shakti be first to Radharani. She's within Krishna. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikati. Ladini Shakti Rasmat is not manifestation of material relationship. Ladini is manifestation of Ladini Shakti. Then he said, Radha Krishna Panaya Vikati Ladini Shakti. Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Paradehabedam Gatoto. Ekatmanavapi. Api, again, another tiny little Sanskrit word, but not used casually. It's very important. Really emphasizes before. Ek atmana avapi. They are certainly one atma. It's not that Radha and Krishna are two. This is a very amazing truth described here in this fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ek atmana avapi. Very certainly they are one truth. One soul. Deha bedam. We heard this word deha before in Bhagavad Gita, right? Where did we hear? Denosminyata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatra dehantara prapti dira tatra namuyate. So deha means body or form. Deha bedam. Just like we were studying this achintya, beda bed. So they have divided in two forms. It is one soul, but manifesting in two forms. Radha Krishna's very high philosophy. Deha bedam gatoto. Then somebody asks, when did they divide? Gatoto, since eternal time. No one can say when the Radha and Krishna did. Since eternal time, they've divided in two forms to enjoy their pastimes. Ek atmana vapi. Ek pran do de. It is one soul and two forms manifesting since eternal time. So this is very, very high transcendental philosophy, how us Kali Yuga inmates, how we'll understand such a thing. So this verse gives hint in the next line. What is that? Chaitanya kam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Aduna. Aduna means modern times. Just like if you go shopping in Delhi, then you'll see the sign, adunic fashion, modern fashion. So when Brahma's life is billions of years long, 500 years is modern times. Aduna, in this modern time, tadvayam, those two, cha ekyam aptam, they have again achieved oneness. Ekyam aptam, those two, tadvayam, they have again became one. What is that? Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by the mercy, as we're describing here, only by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be able to understand these deep, high philosophical truths. Chaitanya kyam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Now he gives some secret information about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we were discussing, he's not Chamsundar, he's Gorsundar. Why is he Gorsundar? Radha bhavaduti suvalitam nomi Krishna sarupam. Radha bhavaduti suvalitam nomi Krishna sarupam. Radha bhav, he has taken Radha bhav. And Radha duty. This is in Mayapur, there's an expert cook, he always comes every year for Braj Mandal Prakrama, Radha duty. Duty means luster. So he's Krishna himself, he's Shamsundar, but now he's become Gorsundar. He has taken the bhav and luster of Radharani. And what is Radharani's bhav? That Raghunath Das Goswami describes so nicely. He says, Karunaya vidravad deha. Karunaya vidravad deha. Karunaya. With karuna we know compassion. When we make it aya, by compassion. Because of compassion. Karunaya vidravat. Vidravat means to melt. And deha, we already heard, means body. Ordinary living entities, their hearts melt with compassion, but our Srimati Radharani, her whole body melts with compassion. Karunaya vidrava deha. That is who, Radharani is so compassionate. Therefore we find now Radha Bhava, this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has taken that bhava, that compassionate bhava of Radharani. He's so compassionate. He's giving such a process that even if you don't want it, you get it. Just like I have a very wonderful God brother whose appearance day is coming up next month. Vishnujan Maharaj. Vishnujan Maharaj used to have a big bus and used to travel around in that bus. He said it's just like a fish swimming around this ocean of material existence. And it will come to some city and from the belly of the fish will manifest a festival. Because always the luggage, you know, is always under the coming from the belly of the bus, right? So from the belly of the bus, all of a sudden it opens up and the stage folds out, the sound system comes, Esraj and Mridanga and Sintar and so many different instruments are there. So they would just go to some city, swim around this ocean of material existence, and then come to some city and unfold this, from the belly of the fish unfolded this festival. So I remember they were in one city and one businessman, he came. He said to me, every day you guys are here in this place chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I go home at night, I try to go to sleep, and all I hear is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My God, I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep at night, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna will come. So even the living entities, they don't want Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya's movement is, he's so compassionate upon the fallen conditioned souls. This Kali, they don't want Krishna consciousness, is the last thing they want. Everybody's mad after sense gratification. But still, Lord Chaitanya is so compassionate, he's giving them Krishna consciousness, even they don't want Krishna consciousness. So he is taking that bhav, that compassionate bhav of Srimati Radharani. Karunaya vidrava deha. This is a verse of Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Prabhupada, he has taken all those drops of melted compassion of Radharani, kept them inside these books. And devotees, especially marathon time, Prabhupada marathon time, they're going sprinkling the melted compassion of Radharani in all of the fallen conditioned soul. The Prabhupada is a direct manifestation of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's mercy on this world. So Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. Suvalitam, he has decorated himself. He's giving some secret information about Lord Chaitanya. He's decorating himself with the bhav and the luster, that golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Duti Savali, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Krishna himself. It's like I was telling someone last night, because we were talking about how, because I'm on my way to Houston Temple opening, but first we opened up Dallas Temple, then I went down to help with Houston Temple, so they knew I'm one of the founder members, so they invited me to come. So that's why you have to put up with me for a few days, because I'm too old to make the big hop, so I said I'll stop here and get the association of all the London devotees and become enlivened, and then I'll go to Dallas, which I opened up, and then we'll go to Houston Temple. So in Dallas we drove out to L.A., and at that time, Prabhupada had been away from America for a long time. Every time in India, some another opportunity came, that somebody invite Prabhupada to Amritsar, somebody invite Prabhupada to here. But there, Prabhupada was going all these, and he didn't come to America for a long time. And he kept saying, I'm coming. So he said, don't send the beads. So there's a whole bunch, backlog of devotees who had spent more than a year, was, you know, 6 months is our rule for getting, initiation, first initiation, you have just 6 months. So some had been already a year without first initiation. So then they began discussing, and just like I had my first initiation, but my wife, she was not initiated at all. And Prabhupada said, well, the wife follows the husband, so she got first and second all at once. But there was a few other boys who had been over a year in Krishna consciousness and not initiated. And Prabhupada said, they can get both. But first, they have to pass the test. So Prabhupada called them up to his room and he asked the first boy, who is Krishna? And the boy said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I said, but you can take Brahman initiation. Then, next person he asked, who is Lord Chaitanya? He said, most munificent incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, he's Krishna himself. So he was just saying, Krishna, no, me, sir. He's Krishna himself. You can take Brahman initiation. I forget what the third question was, but anyway, it's like that. Prabhupada was so compassionate. So, no, me, Krishna, I'm offering obeisances to that Lord Chaitanya. He's golden. He's not Chamsundar, he's Gorsundar. But Krishna Srupam, he's Krishna himself. Know me, therefore I'm offering my obeisance to him. So it's only by mercy of Lord Chaitanya we'll ever be able to, maybe after many 50,000 lifetimes or something, we'll be able to understand this high philosophy of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, or the Panchatapa, is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false pretense. Since everyone in this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one take to the worship of Guru Gauranga and ask their favor. For thus, despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship Radha Krishna Bigraha. So this is the most important, Guru Gauranga. Therefore, you'll see in all of our altars, we always have picture of Panchatattva. It's Prabhupada instruction, because it's only by mercy of Panchatattva. Therefore, in Kirtan also, before we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we always chant Panchatattva mantra. It's only by their mercy will we become qualified to be able to understand all these things. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaurasundar are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people in this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is easily achieved. That's a lot of incredible statements Prabhupada is making here. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktivrinda. By serving Gaura Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the deity of Radha and Krishna. So, that was a very, very interesting, to say the least, purport. So maybe we can take the last few minutes to ask for any questions or comments.